If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing Adeoye Jr. Joining me is LaCroix Poppy himself, a.k.a. my fellow Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. I almost wore the exact same pink bomber jacket. Tim, fucking Gettys.
It's close enough.
I do have the pink shirt. We're pink
bros
today.
It is more salmon.
Salmon. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah?
Wasn't planning on being on Games Daily today.
Yeah, this is an audible that we made 5 minutes ago.
I woke up and I was like, oh shit, there's a Nintendo Direct tomorrow. It's actually happening, everybody. And then you hit me up. You're like, hey, a lot of Nintendo stuff today. Maybe grab the stick mic and pop on.
Yeah.
And then I walk in about 5 minutes ago. I was like, yo, when do you want me on? And Greg's like, you know what?
Just take my place. This hosts the show.
And I'm excited about that.
We're talking about so much Nintendo stuff today. Today's stories include a Nintendo Direct is happening tomorrow. Nintendo Switch becomes the third best-selling console ever and more, because this is Kind of Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday at 10 a.m. live right here on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We run you through the nerdy news you need to know about. If you're watching live, you can correct us when you get stuff wrong by going to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. If you don't want to watch live, you can watch later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, or you can listen later on podcast services around the globe by searching for Kind of Funny Games Daily. Remember, you can use Epic Creator Code Kind of Funny on all Epic Store and Epic in-game purchases like Rocket League and Fortnite to help support the channel. Do you have part of the show at kindoffunny.com/KFGD to write in with your questions, squad ups, and more. And remember, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames will get you the show ad-free plus a bevy of bonus content. Mm-hmm. Housekeeping for you, a new Kind of Funny podcast is up where the crew determines who has the longest tongue at Kind of Funny.
Yep.
I've not watched the episode. I'm just going off of headline. Is that accurate to what
that is? 1000% accurate, and there's no clickbait at all. We actually measure.
Now
some of us, we measure girth.
The
results might surprise you.
Now was this just the Kind of Funny podcast crew, or did you bring people in?
You know, I don't want to spoil anything.
Okay, because why
are you coming in? Is it all big tongue swinging over here?
Well, I'm not going to claim to have the biggest tongue in Kind of Funny.
Stop trying to take my shit, Bless.
Oh, wait, did you win the biggest tongue?
I'm not saying it.
Bear,
I'm
have
just
a long
referencing
tongue?
A KFAF joke from 4 years ago.
I don't think I have that.
But first, you're trying to take my beanie. Now you're trying to take my
actually,
big
no. Somebody's going to give that out.
Yeah, they are. Stuck out my tongue. Look, what are you doing? What are you doing to yourself?
Did y'all cross your eyes when you stuck out the tongue? No?
No, that's enough.
No?
Move on.
I'm just asking questions, Bear. You can get mad at me for asking questions,
yes,
Bear.
I will.
I'm curious about the show. Now tell me what the content is.
Can you bring up the thumbnail when you have a second, Barrett?
Yeah.
More housekeeping for you. Also, if you like the Kind of Funny podcast, there's a new episode of the Kind of Funny Next Gen podcast that is up right now on Patreon, where the crew tries to determine a new name for the show. And we also show off embarrassing home videos.
Oh, yeah.
I show off some dance videos from back in the day.
Honestly, not as embarrassing as you think they are, Bless.
I felt embarrassed. I don't know. I don't like showing off my past. We also saw Roger's, like, one of Roger's old YouTube videos, which is actually, like,
great.
It was actually great.
Yeah.
Roger's not changed in 10 years.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because it was a video he made when he was 16, and him at the age of, what, now 23?
Crazy.
I think now he's 21.
Four.
Oh, he's 24.
It was 20. His birthday last week.
Yeah.
19.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, it seems like a video that he would still make today. And then did I read an old monologue that I used to use as a... audition. Maybe.
It was a fun episode. Again, the Kind of Funny Next Gen podcast, if you're out the loop. It's basically the Kind of Funny podcast, but with a younger, fresher crew. Whoa, that's Photoshop, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I was about to say, I was like, yo, there's absolutely no way. That is amazing.
Ew.
Hell yeah, Kind of Funny podcast up right now if you want to go check that out. And also, if you have suggestions for a new name for the Kind of Funny Next Gen podcast, it was brought up as a bit. About the renaming the show, right? Because Roger wants to name it the Ava Bros, because he's really into Avatar now. But also, yeah. I feel like we could still use. Some people put up Photoshop mock-ups.
Yeah, shout out to Olive Party. I believe yeah. made some good.
And it was like he like photoshopped kind of funny stuff into like Nick Jr. and Fox Kids stuff, and did like KF Jr. and KF Fire. Kids and a bunch of those. And they all honestly looked really good, and made me consider like, yo, what if we renamed the Next Gen podcast to KF Jr.? You know, Bear, are you with me? He's out with me.
I'm thinking about it.
He's thinking about it. Thank you to our Patreon producer, Delaney Twining. Today we're brought to you by Shady Rays, but we'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin with what is, and forever will be, the Roper Report. It's time for some news. We have six stories today.
A Baker's Dozen.
Starting with our number one. We're officially getting a Nintendo Direct tomorrow. Tim, are you live reacting to that Nintendo
yes,
Direct?
Yes, we are. 100%, oh, and yeah. I can't freaking wait.
I cannot wait. Let's talk about it. This comes from Rebecca Valentine at IGN. It's that time of the year again, folks. We've got a Nintendo Direct on the way, taking place tomorrow, February 8th. Confirmed in a tweet from Nintendo of America, the Direct will take place at 2 p.m. Pacific time. The Direct will be around 40 minutes long, focusing on games launching in the first half of 2023. Though no specific games are confirmed by Nintendo in the tweet, this could include The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, which has a May release date. To read the tweet from Nintendo America verbatim, they tweeted out, "Tune in at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time tomorrow, February 8th, for a hashtag Nintendo Direct livestream featuring roughly 40 minutes of information, mostly focused on hashtag Nintendo Switch games launching in the first half of 2023. Of course, you got to look at the fine print for these things.
Of course you do. Of course.
What is your hype levels for this Nintendo Direct?
Could not be higher. We're at a point now that we need a big one. We are due a big one. We have now been due a big one for a long time. Tomorrow might not be the big one, but it damn well might be. We know that Nintendo has a ton of games to announce. They haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Will they tomorrow? I am willing to believe we're going to get a good one tomorrow. We're going to get some real good stuff. I do think there could be some bad news. I do think bad delays news. Are not off the table, bless.
Will they announce that at a Direct?
Potentially.
Mm.
Yeah.
What kind of delays are you thinking? Like Zelda delays?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Don't do this to me.
You're
I'm
crazy.
Just saying it's a possibility. I know that this is a not very interesting response to this. I legit think anything can happen tomorrow. This is a Nintendo at their most... There's the most question blocks that we've ever had, I think, for a Nintendo Direct, where legitimately this could be the most banger Direct of all time, or it could be a major disappointment. It could be somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. I think that there is nothing we can go off that's like, oh, well, it's definitely not going to be this, definitely not going to be that. It could be anything. Normally, we like to pick apart all the words that they use of like, oh, they're just talking about 2023 games. And how many times have they actually stuck to that?
Never.
It's rare, but it's inconsistent. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Anything can fucking happen. The way that this is phrased here, roughly 40 minutes, that's a lot of information, mostly focusing on first half of 2023, that means that they're even saying that there could be stuff later in the year or next year or whatever. Mm. I think we're going to get a lot of stuff that makes me and you very excited. Bless.
Oh,
Bander SN in the chat says they just reaffirmed Zelda's release at the financial release, so I doubt it gets delayed tomorrow.
That's good.
So there was a financial thing that they were like doubling down on a date. Hopefully that's good news for the three of us, you know.
In the past, that has not been the case. They have done things at the financial thing, and then like maybe not the next day, but really soon, completely changed it. And again, in the state of the world we're in, I don't expect Zelda to get delayed, to be clear. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I do think that there's a chance, and I don't think it's less than 20%.
Wow. So do you think there's a chance that this Direct is as underwhelming as the one we got back in September?
Yeah, always. It's Nintendo. WNDs. Left and right. Always a chance for that. But I don't think that that'll be the case because, again, I can't reiterate this enough. We do not know what most of Nintendo's biggest teams have worked on. And there is so many questions that we are asking and need to be answered at some point soon. The reality is, we know that we're getting... Kirby at the end of this month, right? Return to Dreamland. We know we're getting Bayonetta, Cerveza, Origin, whatever it was.
That sounds right.
Right? In March. And then we know we're getting Zelda in May.
Yeah.
On top of that, Advance Wars has to be somewhere. So I imagine that tomorrow will be where we get a release date for that.
For sure.
Probably going to be soon. And then on top of that, Pikmin 4, like I think is, I'd be willing to say a 90% lock. For tomorrow,
my question is that Nintendo's year? You know, we're talking about a Nintendo Direct at the top of the year, right? We're talking about it happening in February. Usually when we get these kinds of presentations this early on in the year, what I am looking for is for them to set the tone in terms of what 2023 is going to look like. And I wonder if the games you just mentioned, right? Again, Tears of the Kingdom is going to be the biggest Nintendo release of the year, you imagine. Maybe there could be a Pokemon. Maybe there could be... I think Pokemon would be the only other thing, really, that would overtake that in terms of being the biggest thing.
I think there's one thing you're missing out on.
What's that,
friend?
You can say
small little Italian plumber named Mario, who's having a very big year this year.
All right, I would put that. I'll put that at like this. I guess that would be bigger. I guess that would be bigger.
Or at least the same.
Yeah, I kind of put those in the same tier. But I just I have a tough time believing in it.
Really?
Yeah, it coming out this year.
I mean, I think it's. There is no chance that a Mario game, whether it's a new 2D or a new 3D Mario game, doesn't come out this year, I think.
Interesting.
It be talked about tomorrow? I think yes, especially when you start thinking about the timing of things, of Super Nintendo Worlds being open now and the Mario movie coming out in April. It's February. They could announce a Mario game that's coming out in April. I don't think that's the case, but they really could.
What are you talking about, like 2D Mario? You talking about
I'm talking
Mario?
Any. What have the teams been working on? There could be completed. There could be both out there.
Goddamn. You're getting me excited, Tim. You're getting me hyped.
I gotta think back to 2017, Bless, where we had both Breath of the Wild and Mario Odyssey. You know,
that's fair.
Same year.
But that was
like,
also a special year.
We didn't even know really like what Mario Odyssey was when they revealed the Switch, and there was that like 2 seconds of like new Mario gameplay, and we're like, what the fuck is this? And like, we didn't really know much about it until
later.
There's
also that guy in the Mario costume peeking through a curtain, and it was really creepy. And then like got the Switch the next day. But that's the thing is I was thinking about that. I think that is a very good point. I also think that 2017 was just such a special year because that was the reveal of the console. Cool. Let's hit him with our big guns. It is early in the year. Here's the Switch. Here's Zelda. Here's Splatoon. Here's ARMS. Here's a new Mario game, right? Here's all of our big hitters. Is Nintendo going to do that in a random year of the Switch's life cycle?
But it's not a random year. We're half a decade away from that launch, right? And we've seen kind of the cyclical nature of IP and the different devs and what they've done, whether it's things like Luigi's Mansion 3 or Link's Awakening, or the bigger things like Mario Odyssey. We even got Super Mario Maker 2 being one of the smaller titles, things like that. We're due for what is the Mario Kart team working on? What is pretty much the sequel to 2017. We are due that.
Tim, I want to speculate with you, and here to help us speculate is a non-64 who wrote into kindoffunny.com/KFGD, just like you can. Anon writes it and says, hey, KFGD crew, a new Nintendo Direct is upon us, and you know what that means, ... predictions. I've got a list of things that could happen at tomorrow's Direct, and I want you all to tell me the likelihood of each of these things happening. Tim, are you ready? This is a long list here.
Oh, I love this.
Do we see a new mainline Mario game?
I'm going to say yes. You know, here's the thing. Do you want to do yes or no, or do you want to do percentage?
I like percentage.
Yeah, I'm
let's do percentage. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to say 75% chance we see a Mario.
Whew.
A mainline Mario, which I would count as either a new 2D Mario or a 3D Mario.
I'm going to say 50. And I would love to see a Mario Odyssey 2, but I think there's a higher percent chance that we see a 2D Mario. Right, I think like that between 3D Mario and 2D Mario, I feel like 2D Mario is the moneymaker. Usually, like those come out and they sell surprisingly more than 3D Mario, which I will never understand.
There's no fucking surprise there, man. We are goddamn due a new 2D Mario with a new art style. This is all that I want, Bless. It's all that I wanted for a very long
time. Now you're asking for a lot, Tim.
We've had the same art style for 20 years, everybody.
And it's worked. And it's sold.
No, okay, it has sold. It has sold. But you can switch it up, man. We have a new art style with the movies.
I got a few words for you, Tim.
Yes.
New Super Mario Brothers Switch.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be, and you're going to like it.
It won't.
It's going to be that.
Honestly.
Maybe the graphics will be a little bit better.
You will see my face deflate if that is the case tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I want a new Super Mario Brothers.
But here's the thing, Tim. What if it stars a new Mario brother? They introduce the third Mario
Holy
brother.
Holy shit!
Gario!
I know this sounds like madness, but what if? No. Like, what if that's how they bring in new freshness into the Mario franchise? Is they introduce a new brother?
I am shooketh, Bless. How have we never thought about this?
We've never considered the fact that they might
introduce a new Mario brother.
But yeah, I think we see a new 2D Mario. Well, I think there's a chance we see a new 2D Mario over 3D Mario, as much as I love 3D Mario. But I, how they freshen it up, I have no idea. I think a new art style would be dope as hell. I just don't believe in it from Nintendo. Again, we're talking about the same Nintendo that makes all these weird Nintendo decisions. We're talking about a Nintendo that oftentimes does play it safe, right? Like, they experiment, they tweak around with game mechanics and all this stuff, but I think in terms of what they know is core, they don't switch up that often. And so I would see a new Mario still having the same art style. Or if they do a different art style, maybe they align it more with the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe they take inspiration from
the
that.
The movie is the first new style of art we had for Mario in a core way in decades, which is wild to think about. Pretty much 64 happened, and they're just like, that's what Mario and friends look like. That's what they sound like, mm-hmm. which is not going to waver from that. And it's weird because you look back to the old Mario games, and that was completely opposite of how they used to function, which every game had its own unique style. You look at some of the sports games, like we always talk about Strikers, like Mario has experimented with his look and vibe in some of the spin-off titles, but it's fucking time, man, for 2D to do this.
I've been trying to hold back a laugh because so many chats said Mario Luigi and now introducing Sean. That's so funny to me. They just like call the third Mario brother like Scott. Just has a regular ass name. All right, so for do we see a new mainline Mario game, Tim says 75%, I say 50%. Do we see a new Mario sports game?
It's been a lot of rumors, and these are the type of rumors that I don't know if they're rumors or just people trying to will it into existence for baseball.
Oh, don't do
people
that.
Are try- that's people trying to will it into existence.
I don't know, man. Like, I am shocked that we got Strikers, but we did.
Mm-hmm.
On the Switch, the only baseball or the only sports game from Mario that we haven't gotten is baseball for a single core title. There was the Mario Sports Mix or whatever the hell on 3DS, but I'm gonna say 50%.
Tim says 50. So here's the thing for Mario: every single year we get something Mario, right? It might not be mainline Mario, but if it's not mainline Mario, it is Super Mario Maker. It is Mario Tennis, Mario Golf, Mario Strikers. We get something Mario.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this year we will get something Mario. The question of is it a sports game or a non-sports game is the thing where it gets hairy, right? Like, could it be a random new Mario Party? Who knows, right? Could it be a like an NES remix, Mario Brothers remix game that I just made up in my head?
I hope.
That'd be awesome. But like, who knows? I'm going to say 70%. I'm 70% on we'll get a new Mario sports game. What sport?
Baseball.
I mean, I guess it could be baseball.
It will be.
It could be basketball.
It won't be.
What other popular sports are there?
That's been done before that they would want to bring back.
Yeah. Know? Like, is there Mario volleyball?
Those are the two, you know? I think those are the two that like they've done before in the past that we just haven't gotten before that they could bring back for nostalgia points, right? I hope we don't get a new Mario sports game, and only because I want them to like take a break from sports and refigure their shit out.
But yeah, they really treat sports as not a priority there, right? Like, the sports are very much their B tier titles, which hurts my heart.
No, they're not. They're like
C tier. Yeah.
Yeah.
It hurts my heart because like you can tell when you pick up those games. It's like, oh yeah, okay, they got the stuff here, and then you play like more than 5 minutes, and it's like, oh man,
there's a world where Andy and I would still go back to Mario Tennis today, you know, if it had longer legs.
Yep,
man.
Dude, even that Mario Tennis Aces I played for a good week before I was like, I just can't do this anymore.
Yeah,
I fucking loved it until it just ran out of juice, and that keeps happening with these Mario sports games. I didn't even pick up Strikers because of it. But Tim says 50%. I say 70%. Does Metroid Prime 4 finally make an appearance?
I'm lower on this one. I would say 25. I don't think that it's impossible. I do think that tomorrow's Direct, and this is probably going to be the worst prediction I'm going to make right in, about tomorrow, but I think that tomorrow is going to be really representative of Nintendo's place in the industry for the next year,
mm-hmm.
and what we're looking at in terms of whatever the Switch Pro, next Switch, Switch 2, Super Switch, whatever the hell, like, it will give us an idea of, are they closing out this era, or are they going fucking hard and continuing it, and what's that look like? So I think that Metroid Prime could bookend either of those stories, where it's either, hey, they're going to talk about it now because they want us to believe that the Switch is going to be supported for a long time, and they want to give us those unicorns to be excited about while also peppering us with all of the Fire Emblems and Bayonettas and the smaller things in between. But also, maybe that game is just completely not even close to being shown again, and that's where we're at.
That's the the tough thing about it for me is I think that is a game now that you would show again when you're about ready to release it. I think that's going to be you show the game and it releases that same year. And I don't think we're in that year yet. I think we might be a year or two away from actually getting there, because that game has had a turbulent development. The Nintendo knows that the audience knows that that game has had a turbulent development, right? Because they came out years ago and we're like, hey, we are restarting this thing, just so you guys know. And I think with that, that game specifically is one that I might not use as for the unicorn status, right? Like, we know it exists. We know that it's being worked on. But I think to keep teasing it, even though you've already come out and said that development is restarted and given to another studio, might be a bit much. So I'm going to say 10% that we see it today or tomorrow.
Yeah. Having said all that, I do think it's important to note that Retro is another one of those teams that, like, we have not seen release a game in a very long time. Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze was the last new game they put out. I know that they were put onto Metroid Prime not too long ago, but at this point, it's not too
short.
How
long ago? How long ago was that? Was it like 4 years ago? Because that is a good amount of time.
It feels like it, right? Like, I feel like we weren't in COVID when it was happening.
No.
So
when they got re-put onto
the Metroid, yeah.
Yeah, that was 2019, because I remember being, or maybe like, that might have been late 2019, maybe early 2020. We were definitely in the office, I remember, on that news day.
People in chat are saying it was beginning of 2019. So it's been about four years.
So it's been about 4 years. And
that game might come out in the next couple years.
And I know games are different now in how they're made and everything. But looking at Retro, who made Metroid Prime 1, 2, and 3, those games all came out about 3 to 4 years apart from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they're building on something that at least some people there are familiar with. So what that means, I don't know. Obviously, we're talking about GameCube and Wii games compared to Switch games, but we're not talking about PS5 games.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think this game could be further along than most people would expect based on how little we've heard of this game, and also the only things we've heard are delays and shuffling.
See, the thing I would love, and this comes back to what I was just saying, but I would love for us to get to E3, and maybe not this E3, maybe it's the E3 after E3, And I know Nintendo's not doing it with E3, but bear with me. For us to get to the summer and Nintendo to do a direct, and it be all right, and now here's the re-reveal of Metroid Prime 4, and it feels like how the reveal of Fallout 4 was, where it was, you know, a deep dive, big breakdown, here's what the game is, and it just works, and it's out this fall. Nintendo doesn't really do, like, big breakdowns in that way, but I would love a focused, hey, here's 10 minutes on Metroid Prime 4, and it's out in a few months, you can play it. I think that would be such a slam dunk for that game.
That's Nintendo's MO, for the most part, right?
Yeah.
Like, they do that promotional structure where it's like,
what are they called? The Treehouse Directs? The Treehouse Lives.
Yeah.
Is usually where we get, like, that deep dive.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about, like, announcing a game and it coming out within a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what they do for the most part. Like, I feel like Zelda and Metroid Prime are the two examples against that this generation. But otherwise, pretty much we hear about a game and then we get it. Not even that year. We get it, like, within months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll Mario Strikers, right? Like, they announced that, and boom, it just came out. Fire Emblem. They announced that. Within, like, 3 months, it comes out.
Do we get a Pikmin 4 trailer?
100%.
Tim says 100. I'm also going to say...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be different. I'm going to say 95%. I'm going to leave a little bit of little room. Who knows?
Points
maybe they keep that for a later direct in the year. Who knows? Will there be any Wii U ports?
You know, I mean, this is such a toss-up of, like, the best bet is to say yes.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because, like, look, we're going to get Twilight Princess at some point. We're going to get Wind Waker. I keep messing up and saying Twilight Princess and Skyward Sword, so keep me honest.
Yeah. Everybody. Both of those games were ported to the Wii U, right?
Yes. Gotcha. Yes, they were. So we're going to get them on the Switch. I just don't know when. So why not now?
Okay, so what's your percentage?
You know, fuck it. I'm going to say 100 that we get a Wii U port.
I'm going to say 80. Because I think if we do get a Wii U port, it'll probably be, Twilight Princess or Wind Waker, if you count those. But then going outside of those, I'm like, what's left on the Wii U to port over?
NES Remix, SNES Remix.
Nintendo Land.
Nintendo Land.
I love Nintendo Land, but they're not going to do that.
Star Fox Zero.
I feel like all those are kind of expendable.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
But Nintendo, baby.
Yeah. One of our
news stories, we're going to talk about sales.
Yeah.
So it's like expendable to us could be millions of dollars to them.
Will any classic games or consoles be added to Switch Online? I'm going to say 100%.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. I do think that there's a chance. It's just release dates for some of the anticipated things. Like, we still don't have Pokemon Stadium or Stadium 2, and they announced that those are coming, and I'm very excited to play those mini games on a stream. I wouldn't be surprised if we get some update there. We're running out of games that are exciting for them to announce on any of the existing consoles on the service.
That's never stopped them.
Definitely not. But new systems, a Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, or GameCube, I don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening not either. Tomorrow. Usually I feel like there's rumblings. Usually I feel like there's rumors or people with their ear to the ground talking about, oh yeah, this thing is coming up. We haven't had that in a while. And so yeah, I'm going to say no to new console being added. But yeah, I think for sure we'll get an update on games coming to the N64. Maybe we finally get DK64.
Maybe.
If God shines down on us. How many farming games will we see?
I mean, that there is the reality that, you know, we're talking about all the Nintendo properties. Nintendo Directs are usually heavy, if not dominated, by third-party or indie titles. So I'm going to say two.
Tim says two. I'm going to say three. I'm going to say three. Is Advanced Wars Reboot Camp finally coming out? And will it be out now?
Yes, it's finally coming out. I don't think it'll be out now. But it might be.
Was that one that was going to get a physical release, do we know?
Yes.
That's a good call.
Yeah, that's my only doubt on like out now, just because of the way that they would have to handle that physically.
Nintendo, there's no patterns with these motherfuckers. When Fire Emblem Awakening came out, there was a problem with the physical versus digital version where like the physical version wasn't ready. So it was like extremely hard to get, and they didn't give a fuck. They just launched it.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're gonna do that. I think that's a bad decision. But this game is in a weird place where, you know, I don't know. People are excited about the fact that it's a remake. I think puts it in its own category that it's gonna do great. It's gonna be okay no matter how they do it. But I think that this isn't a Hi-Fi Rush situation. I think that they're gonna make the bet of announcing a release date, and it'll be within the next 2 months.
I think, yes, we'll get an Advance Wars Reboot Camp release date. I think it'll come out shortly. I don't know about out now, but I'd say like within the next few weeks, it'll be out. That's my prediction. Will we see any high-profile remasters? And they say here Zelda or Metroid. We talked about Zelda a little bit.
I mean,
will we finally get Metroid Prime?
I'm going to say yes. And again, I know that like people are going to be like, Tim's getting way too hyped. It's like, no, the hype is deserved. Like, we have a lot of questions that need to be answered, and Anon64 here is asking those questions. Like, I feel like we're not going to get all of these things, but we better get some of them. And if we don't, guess what? We're getting a Switch 2 sooner than a lot of motherfuckers think.
I'm going to say it's tough because I'm going to say no on Zelda. I think because we're getting closer and closer to Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, I don't think they want to put out another Zelda leading up to it, at least this close. I think you could save those for maybe a year later or 2 years later and bust those out then. Metroid is the interesting one, where Metroid Prime 4, I don't think, is coming that soon. You know, I think we're still a year or two or three away from that one. So if they know that they got a relatively long amount of time before that, I could see them putting out a Metroid Prime remaster to hold us over. And so I'm gonna say yes. I'm going to say yes for Metroid. And I'm going to say in terms of percentage... Well, percentage is where it gets weird, because percentage, I'm gonna say 50, but that's still like more confident than I think I maybe should be for this, but dream.
Yeah.
Do we get a Zelda Tears of the Kingdom trailer? If so, how long is the trailer? I'm gonna say yes, we get a trailer for sure. The question is how long. I don't necessarily think it's for sure.
I think that we will, but I also wouldn't be surprised if we just get a Zelda Direct. And like that's what that is. Then they don't want to like overuse trailers and stuff. But I would say a 50% chance that we get a trailer for this.
I'm gonna
say 100% chance, baby. Take it to the bank.
Hell yeah! I'm also gonna say 100. I'm gonna say, Bear, do you remember how long the story trailer was at that the Nintendo Switch reveal event?
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Wow.
I'm gonna say 3 minutes. Then
I'm gonna say it's gonna be similar to the ones that we've gotten already for Tears of the Kingdom. Roughly, like maybe almost 2 minutes. Only a little bit more shown, because I do think maybe at some point in the next couple months or so, we get something more Tears of the Kingdom specific. And it's like a 15-minute deep dive into that, like a short direct just on Tears of the Kingdom. So
one that's not on here, but do we get a Switch, like a Nintendo Switch Tears of the Kingdom edition?
Oh, there was that leaked image a couple months ago or maybe a month ago. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I think the answer is yes, but do we get it here or somewhere else? Do they announce a Zelda Direct in this Direct? I don't know.
It's fair. What's something unexpected that each of you think could make an appearance at this Direct?
I mean, unexpected.
That's an interesting thing. That's an interesting one.
I mean, there's just a lot to expect. Like, that's why I'm excited about this, is there's a lot to expect where we're really grasping at the unexpected. If you want me to say just some wild shit, Star Fox or F-Zero, but, like, I don't think that's going to happen.
Here's what I'll say. Katana Zero, baby.
Oh.
Give me a Katana Zero.
Katana 1?
Katana 1. Give me the sequel, not even DLC, because I think they put out DLC or are putting out DLC.
Yeah, the DLC is still being worked on. Yeah, I've got another non-exciting one where it's like, well, we will get a DLC booster course pass update for Mario Kart.
I think that's a guarantee.
Because it's been a little bit since we got in the last one.
And then finally, will we see Hollow Knight Silksong? I'm going to give you a strong 10% on that one.
I'm going to say no.
Tim says no.
I say yes.
Barrett says yes.
Because I want Andy Cortez to be happy tomorrow.
And there you have it. Those are our predictions for tomorrow's Nintendo Direct. I'm actually very excited for this thing now. They got me mad hype for this. Just actually talking
Nintendo
through it.
Fucking Direct. Of course you're hype.
Yeah, man. And shout out to Non64 for writing in all these prompts. It's actually been really fun to go through.
Hell yeah.
Of course, you can tune in to watch us react to this Nintendo Direct live tomorrow right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames and youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Isn't that right, Tim?
That is damn right.
Cool. Man. Good, because I wasn't sure. Speaking of youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, let me tell you about patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Over there, you can go and get the show ad-free. And speaking of ads, let us tell you about our sponsors.
Shout out to Shady Rays for sponsoring this episode. Look how cool I look. You too can look this cool. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, and so much more. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. They'll also provide 10 meals to fight hunger in America with every order, and have donated over 20 million meals to date. That's fantastic. There's no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. Exclusively for y'all listeners and watchers right now, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the new year. You can go to ShadyRays.com and use code KINDOFUNNY for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. These are 5-star rated by over 200,000 people. Again, that's ShadyRays.com. Use the code KINDOFUNNY. Shout out to Honey for sponsoring this episode. Honey is the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. And thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. And we all know there's nothing better than the feeling of saving money. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. When you check out, the Honey button appears and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds, you see the fun little dancing guy. Honey searches for coupons and it finds you the best ones. And then you just watch the prices drop. We here at Kind of Funny have been using Honey for years, and it's helped us save thousands on tech, costumes, food, you name it. Honestly, I just love how easy it is to just set and forget and save. That's the best part. Honey doesn't just work on desktops, it works on your phone too. You just activate it on Safari on your phone, you save on the go. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. You can get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kindoffunny. That's joinhoney.com/kindoffunny.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tim Tendo, before we get to the next news story, do you have any final thoughts on this Nintendo Direct?
Yes. Real quick, I wanted to bring up two things. One that I expect to see and one that I don't expect to see.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect to see too much Pokemon stuff. Reason being, normally the big Pokemon announcements are in like a Pokemon Presents or a Pokemon Direct, whatever they want to say. And Pokemon Day is coming up later in February. So I imagine that that is where we'll get the update on Scarlet and Violet DLC, which there's been a lot of rumors circulating, bless. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty excited about. Some of the rumors include 4 DLC drops for this game, like massive support of Scarlet and Violet next year or two. So that could be...
Each of the drops are going to break the game more and more.
Even more and more and more.
I'll still play the shit out.
We'll see how that goes. But then the other thing is, we can expect to see DLC. And I think that's something that Nintendo has conditioned us towards the last couple years, where I would say expect Xenoblade Chronicles 3 DLC announcement there, or at least like showcase there. There's always the get hype moment of DLC for people like us that would be like Mario Party Superstars.
Oh,
I'd love it.
God.
It seems like such a slam dunk no-brainer. I don't know why they seem to not be doing it. They finally got the recipe right with Superstars.
Isn't it crazy how good Mario Party Superstars is? We don't talk about it enough.
We
it's
don't.
Like a great Switch game, but because we play it all the time and it's really fun.
It's because I think that they need to keep adding stuff to it, and they're for some reason hesitant to do that, despite clearly like giving up the goose when it comes to the Mario Party games, and they're available on the Nintendo Switch Online.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like they're being sacred about it like they have in the past when it comes to like some of the original Pokemon games or whatever, where they really want to make sure that you're only getting them certain ways. So it's like, they clearly are like, yo, play these fucking games. Give us a DLC, everybody.
Give me some DLC. Give me some DLC. Story number 2, Tim. Speaking of Nintendo, the Nintendo Switch surpasses PS4 and Game Boy to become the third best-selling console of all time. This is Ryan Dinsdale at IGN. The Switch has now sold 122.55 million units, surpassing the PS4 and the Game Boy to become the third best-selling video game console of all time. The figure was revealed in Nintendo's third quarter earnings report, which also announced that 994.30 million units of Switch software have now been sold. Having passed 122.55 million units, the Switch now sits behind the Nintendo DS at 154.02 million units sold and the PS2 at 159 million units sold. Tim, is the Switch going to become number one?
It's hard to believe.
Mm.
I don't think so. I think that 154 is a very, very high number. If tomorrow Nintendo like brings the damn heat and gives us a roadmap of like, yo, motherfuckers, Zelda, Mario, Metroid, bitches, then maybe, you know, those are the type of commitments. Getting another 2017 and then getting another 2018 and then another 2019. Then maybe, we will hit 155.
I thought you were going to say another 2020.
We stop there.
God, no, please,
no. We stop there. But for Nintendo, give him another. I mean, imagine if they did another Animal Crossing.
Oh, my God.
Like, if we get anything close to that, which, I mean, look, all they need to do. I know it's not as easy as I'm saying it here.
All they need to do is save the world.
Yeah. Just make another, make a sequel to the best game of all time.
Exactly.
With fucking Zelda and then Mario Odyssey and all that. But legitimately, if they put out If Tears of the Kingdom lives up to the hype, and then they put out another 3D Mario that is what we expect from a 3D Mario, and then we get Oracle of Seasons or Ages, or even Link to the Past remade in the Link's Awakening style. If they just kind of did the things again, we're crossing 154. I get it, man. I get
You gotta prepare me before.
Gotta be careful with these words, Tim. Like you can't just say these things in front of Bear.
But yeah, what do you think?
I mean, I think it's wild that we're here now, right? Where it's hit the third best-selling console. And they deserve it, right? The games have been great. This has been one of the best Nintendo generations of all time, right? And, like, it's wild that they're still able to keep that same level of quality and same level of innovation with a lot of the same IPs that they've been putting out games with since the NES, right? That's super wild that you can take these franchises that were on the Super Nintendo and be like, cool, now here's fucking Mario Odyssey, and here's Zelda Breath of the Wild, and here's Animal Crossing New Horizons. Here's all these iterations of these games that you love that are still upping the level and still keeping up with contemporary games, right? Like, Animal Crossing is one of the best-selling games ever. We're going to talk about it in a little bit. And I think with that, yeah, like, they've been killing it. Good on them for reaching third. I don't know. I don't have enough familiarity with how swiftly the numbers grow this late in the generation to really say. But I will say, yeah, if we get another, I would imagine, if we get another Switch, like, iteration hardware, mm-hmm. right? If they do, like, a Switch OLED Lite or something like that, yeah. have another one of those. Yeah, like, I think that's going to boost things up. I think that's going to point to them extending the life cycle, the lifetime of this console cycle. And yeah, if we get the games, I think they could get there. But 30 million is still a lot.
I've said this many times, and people, like, a lot of people don't agree with me. But I am still convinced that whatever the next Switch is going to be part of this line in some way, shape, or form. In the same way that Game Boy to Game Boy Color, the Game Boy Color was the successor, but it wasn't really. It was just extending an already very long life cycle for a console. So we got the Game Boy from, what, 1989 to 1998, and then we had the Color from 98 to 2001. That was extending it 3 years, and during that time was when the Game Boy had its biggest successes with Pokemon and the Color in general, when that was just such a great time. Mm-hmm. I imagine that the Switch can do that exact same fucking thing.
That would be incredible. Give me the Switch Advance, please. Speaking of sales, story number three, we also got Switch software sales. This is Ollie Welsh at Polygon. Switch software sales remain more than healthy. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet shifted an incredible 20 million copies in their first 6 weeks on sale, making this already the fourth best-selling generation of Pokemon games ever. Splatoon 3, another recent release, has cruised to 10 million sales, while the Switch's top seller, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, has cracked the 50 million barrier with an astonishing 52 million copies sold, putting it in a very exclusive club with the likes of Tetris, Wii Sports, Minecraft, and Grand Theft Auto 5. What a wild feat for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
I mean, dude, and that's not including Mario Kart 8.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Which I forget how much that sold. But
at least 10 units on the Wii U.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1-0.
For sure. But I mean, jokes aside, I'm pretty sure it sold like 10 million. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, what, the Wii U sold like 13 million units.
Okay, so maybe. Hardware. Yeah, you're right.
It's Mario Kart 8, though, so I wouldn't be surprised if more than half the people.
Rate was wild, yeah.
Yeah. While you're looking that up, let me tell people about what the top 10 for the Switch looks like right now in terms of software sales. So at number 10, we got Pokemon Let's Go, Pikachu, and Eevee. That's sitting at 15.07 million units. At number 9, Ring Fit Adventure. At number 8, Super Mario Party. That's at 18.79 million units. At number 7, Pokemon Sword and Shield with 20.61 million units. At number 6, Super Mario Odyssey with 25.12 million units. Number 5, Pokemon Sword and Shield with 25.68. Number 4, The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild with 29 million units. Number 3, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, 30 million. At number 2, Animal Crossing New Horizons, 41.59 million units. And at number 1, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe with 52 million units.
Absolutely incredible numbers there. And every time we do these Nintendo financials, it always blows my mind just how much they can continue to grow for the same fucking games. Like, yep. It's not like these games are changing, but the thing is, there are games being added, right?
So there's an error here, right? Because Pokemon Sword and Shield is on here twice. And I think one of those is supposed to be Scarlet and Violet. Because I was actually curious to see where Scarlet and Violet hit. I want to say Scarlet and Violet is number 7. Because I think they sold 20 million units.
20,610,000. So looking at the Pokemon game rankings, currently, yeah, Scarlet and Violet is coming in at number 4 at 20,600,000. Gold and Silver at 23,700,000. Sword and Shield, 25,000,000. Red, Green, and Blue, 31,000,000.
Jeez.
Wow. Can Scarlet and Violet become number 1?
I mean, if they had those DLC packs you're talking about.
DLC packs, I think it could happen, man. Like, that is freaking crazy.
Pokemon Scarlet and Violet hitting number 7 in only, how many months has it been? 4 months?
Yeah.
That's wild. That's some money right there.
Sword and Shield did 16 million in the same time frame.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah, Scarlet and Violet is tracking 4 million higher than Sword and Shield.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And despite all of the
hubbub,
ridiculous bugs and like borderline unplayability of Scarlet and Violet in a lot of places. I think the reception to Scarlet and Violet was much higher than Sword and Shield overall. And yeah. The Sword and Shield, like, the tail, I think, went down a lot quicker when you look at a lot of the Pokemon YouTubers and stuff and, like, the way that they talk about Sword and Shield. So, I don't know, man. I think it could do it.
Goddamn. Let's keep talking about Nintendo with story number 4. Nintendo announces a 10% pay raise for devs despite lower profits. This is Ethan Gotch at Kotaku. Nintendo announced a 20% Switch sales drop in its latest financial report, but still plans to institute a 10% pay raise, the company told investors on Tuesday. While it's unclear if that hike will trickle down to temporary contractors at the Mario Maker's North American headquarters, some there say they've already seen substantial raises over the last couple of months. Quote, "It's important for our long-term growth to secure our workforce," Nintendo president Shuntaro Furukawa said during the company's earnings report today, according to Reuters. The news comes after Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida recently called on companies to pay workers more after inflation hit its highest point in the country since 1981. The raises were also announced during an earnings presentation that otherwise included disappointing news. Switch sales fell even though the recently released Pokemon Scarlet and Violet games are the fastest selling ever in the company's history, already reaching 20 million. As a result, Nintendo actually announced it will make less money during its current fiscal year than it had previously planned. The announcement of raises then comes in stark contrast to recent layoffs and cost-cutting measures at Microsoft, Electronic Arts, Take-Two, and others. And this is fascinating, right?
It is.
This brings me back to Iwata back during the Wii U launch and the Wii U's failure, where he took a massive pay cut in order to keep workforce on and not have to have layoffs. This is something that we've seen before from Nintendo, but it's cool to see it happening in real time too, right? After a year that, you know, even though we're talking about all these numbers, even though we're talking about Scarlet and Violet doing well and all this stuff, still overall saw them see a dip. The fact that they're increasing wages, pretty interesting, pretty cool.
You know, I gotta say, give me the one, Barrett.
Give him the one.
Sometimes weird Nintendo decisions can be good decisions.
That's true. That's true. You nailed it.
Because this is weird.
This is weird.
But they did it. Good for them. Freaking awesome. I hope that other people can look at this and kind of, you know, do this instead of laying people off. Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of that, story number 5, Tim. Take-Two is planning layoffs. This is Tom Phillips at Eurogamer. Grand Theft Auto publisher Take-Two has confirmed a cost reduction program to cut $50 million of annual spending after a string of high-profile launches failed to find an audience. Speaking to investors, Take-Two boss Strauss Zelnick said recent releases such as the excellent but overlooked Marvel's Midnight Suns, plus PGA Tour 2K23 and New Tales of the Borderlands had all been received well but sold poorly. Quote, "We're seeing softness in the overall market," Zelnick subsequently told GamesIndustry.biz. Quote, "Our titles are performing. We've gotten great review scores. We've gotten terrific critical acclaim. And one after another, we've been delivering hits into the current market. However, we are seeing softness in terms of our consumer demand, particularly for console products and recurrent consumer spending related to console products," end quote. Take-Two's upcoming cost-cutting drive will impact personnel, processes, infrastructure, and other areas, particularly in their publishing and corporate functions, Zelnick continued. It comes on top of an already announced $100 million round of cost synergies expected from its recent acquisition of Zynga. Will Take-Two be the next company to announce mass layoffs akin to Microsoft and Google? For now, Zelnick seems to suggest nothing quite of that scale. Quote, "We don't expect any kind of broad-based reduction in force," Zelnick said of possible layoffs. Quote, "We are going department by department and trying to drive efficiency," end quote. It wasn't all bad news for Take-Two. Other games in the publisher's portfolio performed well or continued to. These included the evergreen Grand Theft Auto V and GTA Online, as well as the NBA 2K series. Red Dead Redemption 2 also sold well, shifting another 4 million copies to pass the enormous 50 million lifetime sales milestone. A lot going on here, Tim.
Yeah.
What surprises me is that they're surprised about Tales from the Borderlands, because they did not market that game. I don't know anybody that played Tales from the Borderlands. So for them to talk about, Tales from the Borderlands did critically well, but like it sold poorly. PGA Tour 2K23, another one that they shout out. I don't think I realized that there was a 2K23. We were talking about Tiger, or no, not Tiger Woods. Or maybe it was Tiger Woods. We were talking about EA's golf game a few weeks ago, and I was like, finally, a golf game. I didn't even know PGA Tour 2K23 existed. And then Marvel's Midnight Suns is one that's an interesting one. I'm surprised that underperformed, because I feel like I heard a lot of people talking about that one.
I think with that, Marvel Midnight Suns, I feel, has a lot going against it. Just with it having the delay that it did, I think put it in a bad place. What's a good place for that game? I don't really know. But
I feel like December is not a great place for that game.
Exactly. It's just not. And so adding on to this story, I saw a tweet from somebody involved with Midnight Suns saying that it was critically well received. The sales weren't there, but they do expect that there's a chance that it'll have a longer tail because games from that dev typically do in that genre, because it is a bit more niche.
Yes. That makes sense. And they do have DLC drops. They have the Deadpool thing that is either happening or has happened. And I'm sure they're going to add more things over time. And so that's nice. But yeah, this is such a stark contrast to the previous story, right? Where, you know, Strauss Zelnick mentions that, like, he doesn't expect layoffs to the point of what we've been seeing across the industry. But I don't know, man. This the way that they're putting it, right? It sounds like there's still going to be layoffs happening. And I think that's unfortunate coming off of, again, Tales from the Borderlands in PGA Tour, which, talking about Tales of Borderlands specifically, I do think the main problem with that game in terms of sales is that people didn't realize that game was coming out. Like, y'all just did not market that thing the way it should have been marketed. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have on it.
Yeah.
Next news story. Our final news story for the day. Story number 6. Let's get back to Nintendo and talk about Mario Kart. Mario Kart Home Circuit developers are now making a Hot Wheels version. This is Rebecca Valentine at IGN. If you like the idea of the mixed reality kart game, Mario Kart Home Circuit, but felt like it could use fewer red-clad plumbers, the same developers are on the cusp of releasing a very similar game, but with Hot Wheels. It's called Hot Wheels Rift Rally, and it's coming to iOS, PS4, and PS5 on March 14th, 2023. Hot Wheels Rift Rally is similarly a mixed reality game that involves a chameleon RC car and tracks that players can set up around their homes using Rift Gates, basically gates that the car can drive through that denote where the track is. Then players drive the tracks they've set up using the in-game screen, with the RC car digitally changing into one of over 140 different variations of Hot Wheels car on screen. Rift Rally includes both a campaign mode where players use the gates to build tracks and explore different maps, and a stunt mode that eschews the gate for performing drifts, wheelies, and burnouts to hit high scores. Like Home Circuit, Rift Rally does get a bit pricey because of the included RC car. The standard edition is $130, and the collector's edition is $150, which includes a special edition RC car and an additional limited edition Hot Wheels car in a display case. It's worth noting that developer Velen Studios is also the studio behind Knockout City, a very different game involving dodgeballs and online multiplayer, rest in peace, that we just learned is officially shutting down in June. A lot of interesting stuff here.
It is. A couple cool things. I saw somebody tweeting that Velen Studios hid their logo in the logo for the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like in the Rift Rally, like in between the words, like you could see the little Velen Studios logo, which is interesting. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking thing. Awesome.
This is super cool. Mario Kart Home Circuit is one of those experiences I would describe as just pure magic. Like, when we first saw it revealed, it was like, can you imagine being a kid playing with this?
Yep.
And then here I was, a 32-year-old man, and when I got it, and I set it up for the first time, and I played with it in my house, I giggled.
Oh yeah!
It was just pure excitement that it worked. It actually worked. It was my house. I'm looking down the Switch. The little Mario Kart's going around, and I'm just like chasing down Moose and Toretto. Like, it was so much fun, and I could not believe how dope it was. Barriers to entry, pretty expensive. It's a lot of shit, but like, again, I think the market wasn't so much us as much as children, right? Mm-hmm. And it is a big activity in the same way setting up Hot Wheels tracks was. Like, do you remember were you in Hot Wheels as a kid?
Yeah, I was.
Of course you were. Yeah. We all fucking were. And the dream was, can you imagine having your entire room covered with the orange tracks and loops and all the jumps and all that fucking cool shit? And we never had that because mm-hmm. we were kids.
Exactly.
You know? But now you could have that. Your house now turns into the adventure, the entire track. You see even in that trailer, people like setting up skateboards and stuff. And I've seen a lot of people I know with kids play around with the Mario Kart and do that. Like, spend an entire day making their house into a dope track to then race on. I think that's great. Taking the Hot Wheels brand, making it a little bit more accessible, having it be on iOS, I think is a great move because that is something people have a phone. No Android, big miss there. big miss, right? You're letting go of a big market share. But I think Hot Wheels is a perfect brand for this. I still think the pricing, though, that they're talking about here is a little high. 130 or 150.
You're getting up there.
Yeah.
And this is one that strikes me as this is going to be a Christmas gift, I think, for a lot of people. I wish this came out before, like, Black Friday, this last Black Friday, because I would have considered getting something like this for my nephews, right? I might get this for my nephews this year, right? Especially if I'm able to get this on a sale on Black Friday. And speaking of missing platforms, I did notice the lack of Xbox there, which does bum me out a little bit, just for the fact that this last Christmas, I got my nephews an Xbox Series S. I'm sure my sister has an iPhone that they could play on, but I think it'd be way cooler and way easier for everybody involved if there was an Xbox inclusion here. But that said, I think it's a really cool idea. Shout out to Velen Studios, right, for continuing to get work.
Exist.
Yeah, to continue to exist.
For real.
Because them talking about Knockout City and then talking about shutting down Knockout City in a few months bums me out, especially because I think that's such a talented studio. And to have projects like this that they can look to and go, hey, this is a cool thing that we can do, and also it's going to make us money so we can continue to do our thing. Hell yeah. Like, go get Velen Studios. Great work there. And then, yeah, taking the Mario Kart idea, the Mario Kart Home Circuit as well as Home Circuit idea, applying it to Hot Wheels, brilliant. Stroke of genius.
Yeah.
Like, whoever thought about that, give them a raise. Tim,
mm-hmm.
I'm very excited to see what the next IP is that does a Home Circuit. Is it Fast and Furious?
Maybe.
Who knows? But figuring out if Fast and Furious Dom's at home is so far away.
Dom's at home.
That's the best one I can figure out.
Wow.
Fast and Furious Dom's at home. Figuring out if that game's ever going to get announced is just so far away. If I want to know what's coming out to Mom and Grop shops today, where would I look?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform is listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily show host each and every weekday. And this Friday, I will be live reacting to the Fast 10 trailer at 8 a.m. Pacific on youtube.com/kindafunny.
Yeah. Sorry, you threw me off.
The dude's got off.
The dude's got kind of weird. Out today, we got Endling, Extinction is Forever for iOS and Android, Birth for PC, Nadir, a grim dark deck builder for Switch and PC, Prison Tycoon under new management for everything. I don't like that. Tameless for everything. And then the Xbox Series X Stellar Shift controller is available
now.
That
thing is hot.
It is hot. Barry, if you have a second, if you're able to find the Stellar Shift controller to display it to the people, because that thing is looking fire. New dates for you.
Sorry, what one was this?
The Xbox Series X Stellar Shift controller. It might be on the Xbox Twitter. New dates for you. Hell of an Office, the satanic speedrunning first-person platformer, manifests itself into existence through Steam Early Access via PC on March 14th. Barrett, I might also need gameplay of Hell of an Office. Because I think it might be one that appeals to you. So this is the Stellar Shift controller.
Mm.
Look at this thing.
Mm.
It's hot.
That's hot. That's hot.
It's sexy.
I like those buttons. Yeah. Nice buttons.
Nice buttons.
Xbox knows how to make a controller, man. They know how to make a controller. Also Hell of an Office. That game looks like it has the possibility of appealing to us, Barrett, because it looks very neon white-ish, but it doesn't look as cool as neon white is the only thing, but it does look interesting in terms of what the gameplay is. This is Hell of an Office.
And I don't know if we caught this, but Have a Nice Death, which is that like a little 2D game where you're playing as Death and fighting like what seems very like Hollow Knight type of gameplay. I think that got a date recently as I think March or April.
I can look that up. Bear, does this do anything for you as you're seeing this trailer? The first-person speed running game where you have a stapler.
I like the stapler. It's fun and goofy. It's going to be one where I need to maybe see like Andy play it and like get really good at it, and that'll inspire me to play it. Because that's what happened with Neon White. I'd seen Neon White before it'd come out, and I was like, all right, whatever. And then it wasn't until Andy played it on one of our streams where I was like, wait, this actually looks dope as fuck.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Having a hell of an office seems like it has like some of those same pulls to it, but it's that thing where you never know until you get your hands on the controller. So I kind of want to get my hands on the controller for that one. Have a Nice Death is coming out on March 22nd, 2023. It was announced about a week ago. So good looks on that, Barrett. Garden of the Sea launches for PSVR 2 on February 22nd, and then Bramble the Mountain King launches on April 27th for Xbox, PlayStation, Switch, and PC.
Plus, I want to go back to the Nintendo software sales story.
Bring us back.
I want to ask you a little question here.
What up?
Pokemon Legends Arceus came out last year, same year that Pokemon Sword and, or Scarlet and Violet came out. Scarlet and Violet, 20 million sold. Mm-hmm. We know that. It is the fourth highest selling Pokemon game. What number ranking do you think Pokemon Legends Arceus is?
I mean, I imagine it did pretty well because it was like the first kind of open world Pokemon game in that way. Came out before Scarlet. I think Scarlet obviously did better because it was mainline and we heard a lot more about those sales numbers. I'm going to say Legends Arceus, number 7.
Number 13.
What?
It is the 13.
What's the, do you have the exact numbers?
I do. The 13th highest selling Pokemon game. Sold 14.6 million copies.
That is consistency.
The 13th.
That is consistency right there for the Pokemon franchise.
Damn.
That's like, wild.
That is fucking wild. So going up off of that, like to bridge the gap from the 14 to 20, it goes Pokemon Yellow above that. And like we're talking 10,000 units.
Uh-huh.
Like it.
Wow.
That's will beat. And then a little 300K more than that, Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl. Then let's go Pikachu, Eevee, Black, White, Ruby, Sapphire, Sun, Moon, XY, Diamond, Pearl, Scarlet, Violet. And then we get up into the Game Boy ones, essentially. It's just wild to think of how many of the Switch iterations of Pokemon are 14 plus million selling games. And like the other, it's just wild.
It's
wild.
I mean, we talk a lot about like, hey man, maybe Game Freak should slow down because these games are running less and less well the more and more you put these things out at a rapid pace. But they look at the numbers, you know, the Pokemon company looks at the numbers and they're like, oh man, put that shit out. We don't care if it's a stop
let's
motion
monetize their
picture.
Sleep, baby.
Yeah, let's monetize these people's sleep. Let's monetize them brushing their teeth. Let's monetize them taking a shit.
Let's do like, it, dude. Pokemon that. Shit. Pokemon
gonna,
Doody Butter, baby.
You're going to get Pokemon Doody Butter sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
Trust us.
Trust us.
Bear, I'm going to need, or Roger, if you're watching this, I'm going to need a fake trailer edited of Pokemon Doody Butter. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Pokemon Brown and...
Jesus Christ. Now it's time for kindoffunny.com/you're wrong where you write in. Let us know what we got wrong as we got it wrong so we can correct it for those watching later on YouTube and listening later. Somebody in the chat said Pokemon Diglets. Listening later on podcast services around the globe. I don't know if I believe. Nano's writing it with leaks that I don't know if I believe. He's talking about a Pokemon baseball game that might have leaked.
Pokemon baseball.
Or sorry, a Mario baseball game. Excuse me. Sorry. Going back to the Mario sports conversation. Nano says I'm going to write in with on Thursday with all your Nintendo Direct predictions to points to see how well you guys did. Thanks so much, Nano, for that. Nano says Mario Kart 8 sold around 8 million units on the Wii U.
Damn. I mean, Jordan Deeb follows up saying 8.46 million units out of 13 million on the Wii U.
Bro, Nintendo has this stuff. Nintendo just got this stuff.
Except when it comes to the Wii U.
Bring us the stuff tomorrow.
They got the stuff in the software. They got the stuff in the software. It's just crazy. Like, I don't want to get into a whole console debate conversation, but like...
The Switch is the best console ever made? Yeah, I know.
Well, no, I wasn't going to say
you
that.
You ain't wrong.
It might be in the conversation, but I wasn't going to say that. No, I was going to say that, what does PlayStation have to do to, like, get this level of attachment rate, right? Like, they're putting out 10 out of 10 masterpieces.
I mean, they're
one after another.
Well. I mean,
and, like,
right.
Animal Crossing is still, like, Animal Crossing is lapping PlayStation games.
I mean,
it's fucking crazy how well Nintendo games do.
It is really crazy when you put it that way, like... I don't know. I don't know. Bless.
All I'm saying is PlayStation put out some cute games. All right? You got an Animal
That's
Crossing
really what
in
it
you.
Is, you know.
That's definitely
they need, yeah.
Put out some cute games.
Yeah.
Give us a Kratos Farm Simulator game, all right?
Yes.
Give me a Astro Crossing. Astrobot's Town Crossing.
Atreus cart.
Oh, man. Atreus and, like, his little friends is doing a cart. I don't know how many friends Atreus has, but... At least a few.
20 million seller.
At least
Atreus and his little friends ride some carts.
I'm just saying, PlayStation hire me. I'll get you on the Nintendo stuff. I got you. Tomorrow's hosts for Kind of Funny Games Daily are going to be me and Greg. If you're watching this live after this, is a Kind of Funny morning show with Mike,
Ooh.
Nick, and Andy. If you want to catch that stream later, you can, of course, subscribe to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Remember, this has been Kind of Funny Games Daily. Each and every day live right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames and youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. We run you through the nerdy news you need to know about. Until next time, Game Daily.